This is JFM Podcast.
You're informed with the stories from the pages of the tabloids.
This morning on our newspaper reviews, the most trending topic is the Better Edu.
Yes. Well, let's get straight to the Daily Independent, 2024 budget. That's the top story there.
Happy birthday!
Special days and moments are celebrated specially here. All is now set for 60 minutes of deep, no-holds-barred, thought-provoking conversations.
That they will tackle insecurity, but that has been one of the major concerns of Nigeria.
Nigeria lost an estimated amount of $400 billion since independence.
Balanced and devoid of sentiment as we beam our searchlight on a plethora of topical issues.
You recall that even our ballot papers are not even produced in Nigeria. Our security is... Our president don't even treat themselves in Nigeria.
So, let's talk. Now, you've got more than 1,000 reasons to make Naomi Kareem and Richard Badungi your morning allies on Morning J. Weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m. only on J101.9 FM. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Less than 24 hours after the state government, through the Jos Metropolitan Development Board in collaboration with PEPSA, came out, to actually do the clearance on sanitizing the road yesterday by removing trucks who are parked in illegal places. Well, we saw something, disturbing yesterday in Polo once again. In less than 1 week, another accident took place in the city of Jos. Well, the Polo roundabout before now had one accident that actually had a truck run into an eatery in that very area. And, of course, that wasn't a funny one at all. Now, yesterday night, it was about 10:17 p.m., it was a situation where a truck ran into the roundabout of that very place. Now, remember, the roundabout is actually stationed in a very sensitive place of the road. Now, a lot of people have actually been saying that that roundabout wasn't supposed to exist at that very point or that very place because of the number of accidents that very place has caused. Well, it's not about binding the sentiments or not, but what can the government do to adjust that? Now, talk about the Polo roundabout. That Polo sign about, we actually have a horse, built on that place with one man standing there. Now, I can tell you confidently that that horse, from what I saw earlier this morning, it's no more standing. It went down. And with that, to that effect, saying that the logo of the Polo actually needs to be reconstructed there. But what should be done to fix that very road to actually stop the rate of accidents we see on the plateau? Well, in that very area, we know that accident is something we are working towards strongly to actually, stop. But of course, don't forget, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., we don't expect trucks to move in the city of Jos. Was at 9 p.m. yesterday when it started moving by 10:17 p.m.
Precisely.
We saw another accident in less than 1 week in the city of Jos. We hope the government will come to the rescue and help save the situation as they look out for how they can make adjustments on that very road. Well, still to talk about the issue, talk about the executive order that was earlier given by the Jos Metropolitan Development Board and started execution yesterday. What has been the situation on ground? What has been what we're looking at this moment? Because from all indications, the state government on their own side have done the needful by making sure plateau citizens have a free place to actually operate. Talk about that. On Tuesday, it began the implementation of Executive Order Number 003, starting with the clearing of trucks at the Dadinkowa axis and other parts of the state. According to the general manager of the Jos Metropolitan Development Board, when he spoke to us live here on JFM, he said the exercise is set to take place for 90 days as traders on the road in the city centers will not be spared. Now, the focus is what other ways do they have? Now, a lot of people asked alternatives. Yes, alleges there are many alternatives for us to actually use as we wait for this, as we actually get to know that those alternatives. Well, to join us on this program this morning, we will await his arrival is another person but the Honorable Commissioner for Information, Plateau State, Honorable Musa Ibrahim Ashoms, to give us more information, throw more light on this very issue, because as it stands at the moment, Plateau people are still asking a lot of questions, especially those who actually have the trucks as their businesses. Once again, good morning. I am Richard Badung. This is the Let's Talk segment, and I have with me in the studio
Naomi Karim. Thank you for staying tuned to JFM 101.9 and, staying with us through the morning J on J101.9 FM. Well, right about now, Richard has already said it's the Let's Talk, and he has already given us the brief of everything we'll be talking about. Very sad incident, with the polo accident yesterday. I mean, this happens year in, year out. So probably we'll get to know what the government's plan is concerning that particular area, what can be done to curb and reduce drastically the losses that happen there every month, every week, every year. And also for the implementation of the Executive Order 003, we'll also get to hear from the mouthpiece of the government, like we usually like to call him, what the government's plan is on sustainability. 90 days is not 9 days. Yeah. What is your plan on sustaining this executive order?
All right, actually having a little discussion with the general manager last night, that's GMDB, he made it clear that alternatives are actually provided, for these very people. And he said, for those who actually complain about revenue, he said, at this point, the state will get more revenues than ever. They will actually get more revenue in getting this. Now, the little question I actually asked was, at this point now, should we say those people that were parking on the roadside actually pay tax? No. By parking there,
they don't.
They were not paying tax. Now they come into the city town in center anytime they want and they go. A lot of people are actually saying they should have created bypass. They should have actually done another route for them to have actually passed. Now, this is it. Some of these trucks managed to find their way into certain areas and follow back roads. Because I saw one truck yesterday along Temple Road. That road.
That very narrow road.
Narrow road, that links Mercury House, down to, Lorac Hospital, down to Founders. I saw one yesterday trying to pass there at the time I passed. And I was like, that was in the night. I was like, probably he's waiting for 9 p.m. time to do, so he will go to the main road and move properly. Now, how do we manage this situation?
Yes, how do we also stop them from going into certain areas? Because I also, on my way home yesterday, saw quite a number of these trucks parked, by the road that's around Angle D, Quartar Road. They were just parked and they were already obstructing the traffic because that road is also, not so wide for so many cars. And they were already obstructing the road. So we do hope that clarity will come to these truck drivers, and they also would cooperate with the government to make sure that they keep to the laws, they become law-abiding citizens, and also not be so reckless when they later come into town at night, when there's no traffic and all of that. You'll be tempted to go over your speed limit when there's no traffic. We really hope that they would be law-abiding citizens when it comes to this particular executive order, because we can tell you for a fact that the government is not here to play. And I mean, imagine you having to pay 500,000 naira as a truck driver. How much are you making as a truck driver even? So for the government to really implement this, we hope that they're really going to stand by their words, and the citizens also will be cooperative with them. Well, we're still expecting the arrival of the Honorable Commissioner for Information and Communication, Honorable Musa Ibrahim Ashoms. Well, he joins us on this conversation.
Now, you see, this is it. I think for traders, they should not be forced. They should not allow the government to take that step they want to take, because if you really know the essence of whatever you're doing and how it profits you.
Absolutely.
Now, at this point, we're not saying we're being at the side of the government, but there are certain things you can't fight the government for. You can't tell the government where to place roads. You can't tell the government, where to, keep as business areas, especially when it comes to the capital of a state. They actually take sole control of that very place. Now, for buildings also, we know there's actually one matter, but Pasting of posters is another matter that we might not be taking seriously. Now, this is it. For those of you who actually go out there to paste new jobs, you know, for people probably forgetting the fact
on different buildings.
You know, if you have those jobs, you have family members who are probably, or people in your community who are not having jobs, it's easy to talk to them than for you to come paste posters, you know, literally in the states or literally in the state capital.
Yes.
It doesn't look well. It doesn't go well at
all. I mean,
all.
If you have them, you can easily just reach out to these persons personally.
Of course.
To tell them of these job openings instead of literally and defacing public spaces.
Of course. And as it stands now, there is nothing you will tell me at this point. Pasting of posters, I don't think it will cost 500,000 naira for anyone. I don't know how much posters you're pasting. But for those of us who are posting new jobs all over, please, can that stop? And also, for campaigns, the government have made it clear that pasting of posters is wrong. Now, the social media has actually made everything easier for us.
Absolutely.
It made everything easier for us. And as it stands, it's all you just need to do is just to go out there, you know, send your flyers, your e-flyers, you know, to social media.
Yes.
People get to see now. For
take advantage of the new age media.
That's just the fact. While probably if you can, you go into, you know, the whole city. I mean, you go into, probably you do a door-to-door campaign or whatever. I think that will still do well, not for the politicians alone, even for you.
Or you can even use the traditional media, the radio, the TV, to announce all of these jobs.
Of course,
we're
always here for you. We're always here for you. So I see no reason why we should, want to make everything look like the government are hating on the poor masses. It's because it's the poor that are involved. We must not rub everything on our face.
True.
We must not act the victim all the time.
That's very true. And sensitization and of information, passing on of information, can never be too much, so that you wouldn't say you were not informed, you were not told, when you become a culprit and then, you know, the law comes after you.
Well, I think I will not, be taking some certain things because as it stands at this point, it's time we change our mindset. It's time we change ourselves.
Absolutely. So can I ask you a question at this point? Can you change Nigeria without changing Nigerians?
No, there is no way you can
absolutely
do that.
Absolutely. So it has to start from you.
Yeah, from every one of us. Because
so the change we so seek, the development we so want,
definitely
has to begin from us.
That's true.
Yes.
I used to say this all the time whenever I'm here. The average Nigerian is an opportunist. They actually want to be there and just, you know, but for there are still some sincere ones who, when they get there, they want to make the changes. Now, this is what we are talking about. Just city should look like just city. It should look, the master plan should be clear on everyone.
Yes.
Everything should be seen like it's supposed to be seen and not the other way around. We are bigger than many things we see today. We are better than a whole lot of things we see today. So if we take advantage of the fact that as as Plateau people, we need to keep our city clean. We need to tidy our city. Now, we saw something this morning while we are coming to the office. We saw the roads where the trucks actually parked.
Completely damaged. The shoulders of the road damaged.
Yes. Now, how do you expect the government now to start fixing? Because they have to fix
those places. Have to do an overhaul of all of those roads, fix them properly, especially because of the buses that are soon to be in operation.
True, and that will still fetch them. I mean, that will cost them a whole lot
of course it will.
And that tells you that one way or the other, these buses didn't actually do good to us in no way. They did it because
the trucks. Yes.
They actually, they actually congested the road at first. Like, there was no space. They narrowed the road for every one of us. We could not.
It was unbelievable that there was that amount of space, especially around Dadinkoa.
Funny enough, the space can't be used because of the way the shoulders
it is
are down
right now
at this point. So I think they need to. They actually need to do something to actually fix that place. I think it's very important. Not just Dadinkoa, a whole lot. Now, many people are actually saying even Maraban Jama. Now, that's one question. Now, will the government take this one now to Maraban Jama? That's one thing everyone is asking, because it seems that place actually happens. Now, there is a very big roundabout at Maraban Jama.
Yes, there
is. These trucks park anyhow. They actually park around that axis too anyhow.
Yeah, or are they just concentrating on the city center?
That's one question we're asking. So whatever happens in Maraban Jama doesn't affect the city center. Don't forget the entrance to this place. So we must follow that place to get to this place.
Yes, we must.
So how do we get to control the situation from that very angle? Though, from what I heard, somewhere in Bukuru actually is the alternative we're all looking out for, probably for the issue of where they might be parking, alternatives for where they might be parking, considering the fact that there are a lot of entrances into the city of Jos.
We absolutely
have, you know, we have the Zaria Road that's towards Mr. Ali. We have the Bao-Turing Road, of course. Yes. Not to forget, we will still have, you know, the...
We have the one from Trade Center, from VOM, you know, that's Kaduna Manchok Road.
Of course, we also have Forest Realm also as another entrance coming into the city center. Well, like we told you, joining us this morning will be the Honorable Commissioner for Information, Plateau State, Honorable Musa Ibrahim Ashams. He's here with us this morning. Good morning, Honorable.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us this morning on the program. We want to say well done job with the execution of the, you know, executive order, which information started passing since last week, Friday. But a lot of people actually said the information was on a short notice. They didn't get themselves prepared to actually clear themselves or prepare themselves. At this point, is the government considering that first?
The order has taken effect, so we're not going to turn back the hands of time. You know, when new policies are introduced, it doesn't always sit well with everybody.
Yes.
And in the interest of our city, you have to do a lot of things.
Sure.
And, you know, when you want to go through the surgeon's knife, you have to go through some pains, then at the end of the day, it will be better for you.
Mm.
And the stakeholders in this sector cannot feign ignorance. I don't know who you said are saying we should give them more time.
What we actually had a caller yesterday who said he just started hearing the announcement on Friday and it's already Tuesday and the implementation is happening.
If he were a stakeholder, maybe he would have heard the announcement earlier.
Okay.
Because we had an interface with National Association of Road Transport Owners, with petroleum tanker drivers, with National Union of Road Transport Workers, with RITIAN, all of these stakeholders, even with traders along the belt that will be affecting this order 003, executive order 003. And as a government, whatever we do, we attach humanity to it. We have a human face. But if you say you're going to put everything in place, a lot of things will not be put in place.
Sure.
You know, why countries have not done a lot is because they are waiting for everything to be put in place first. Then before you know it, nothing will be put in place. So as a state, if you have passed through Dadonkoa this morning, you will know that
we definitely did pass.
There's
through
a huge Dadonkoa difference.
Yes,
and it will interest you to know that non-state actors were the ones collecting money from commuters for them to park there.
Wow.
And as journalists, you can do your research to know the illicit activities that happen there.
Very well, I know.
So when they park there, they do not have public toilets. What they do is they do open defecation in the city of Jos. So if you go under the bridge, when it rains and water touches you from the bridge, just know that somebody's feces that is on your head.
Oh, wow.
And that's how disgusting the situation was. There are no spaces for them to stay, so they sleep anywhere they feel like. Mm. And some of them can just park the trucks there for 3-4 days, and the man in that Dadonkoa takes money on behalf of government, and he uses it privately. And you begin to ask, is this a banana republic? Is this a lawless society? So people want, some people like lawlessness to continue so that they benefit from it. And as a state, you know, we cannot take that.
That's true.
So there is a fine. If you want to add our tax window, we will not say no. If you do that, we'll tow your vehicle. You pay us for towing and you pay the penalty, which is 500,000 naira. You know, if you go to Kano, if you go to Kaduna, they don't do these things.
Mm. Yeah.
And these people go to all these places. Why won't they respect the laws of Plateau State?
Mm.
They respect laws in other places. They are law-abiding when they go to other places. But when they come to our community, they want to go anti-podal to the laws of Plateau State. And I don't think we'll take that. I've warned severally.
Yes.
Let people not feign ignorance. Mm-hmm. I've been to all radio stations and I'll tell them that there's a new sheriff in town.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Jos Metropolitan Development Board, which has a general manager by the name Architect Hatisha Bunkart. He's not joking. The man that gave him the job is not joking. When you go to the Plateau State Environmental Protection and Sanitation Agency, PEPSA, where you find Mr. Samuel, we call him Sam P.
Sam P.
We're not here to joke. When you see the Commissioner of Environment, the Commissioner for Lands and Survey, the Commissioner for Urban Development, you know that this synergy is not for to be taken with kids' glove. Mm. And when you don't effect these things, people will continue to say they are not serious. Let me shock you. I stand to be corrected. You can quote me anywhere. In one of our meetings, a trader said whenever the laws are made on the plateau, that they laugh over it because the implementation is always zero. He told us to our faces.
Wow.
And I told him that this is a different government. And he's happy that this is going to happen. They travel. They go to places to buy these goods. These goods are not manufactured on the plateau.
Yes. Very true.
If it is petroleum resources that you bring to Jos, they are not manufactured here. We do not have oil wells. They know that there are laws and orders in other places. They said they've been to different places to check where they will site their parks. Even before Lastma became what it is today, Lasama or Lastma. Yes, it took them about 5 years to fix a lot of things in place.
That's true.
So we are starting now. Mm-hmm. You might say we do not have alternatives, but they are parking by the road here. Let them park by the road outside the city.
All right.
Before we get the permanent plans.
Yes.
All right. There's already an implementation which we witnessed yesterday, because while coming to the office, we saw everyone standing there, you know, to actually coordinate the movement of those trucks. Now, the question here is, after this implementation, can we know the places that have been set aside as alternatives, you know, because I was actually having a chat with, you know, the GM yesterday night, and he told me there are alternatives already.
Yes.
Can we know those alternatives?
And
we
are there. You know,
and
you
also
know,
to add to that question, the executive order is supposed to last for 90 days. What is the sustainability of it? 90 is not 9 days.
No, 90 days means there are a lot of issues that we can tamper with Kid Glove, with Mercy, Justice, with Mercy.
Okay, with 90.
But after 90 days.
But after 90 days, we go.
Do you understand? It means within these 90 days, in collaboration with the critical stakeholders, we're going to find lasting solutions. It's not as if tankers will not come to us at all within these hours. You will take permission, we will liaise with government, and government will escort you to the filling station where you'll be offloading.
So it's about doing it right.
Yes, it's about doing it right.
Okay. All right.
You know, you can still have tippers taking sand on the plateau. Nobody is going to tell them anything.
Mm. Yeah,
but for the bigger cargoes, the one that will take plenty cages, 700 bags of cement, 700 bags of salt, and you just come and park in that Unkowa, park in Faringada, park on Zaria Road, park in Adiko, all of those things will not happen again. And you know, the major fear they exhibited, which I share with them, is that if you leave your goods outskirt, will you come tomorrow and find them intact?
Hmm.
So we are calling on plateau people not to steal anybody's goods, because we're not known for that, we're not wired for that. Because if we catch you, we're going to give you a treatment that you deserve. Because a laborer deserves his wage. His wages, rather.
Yeah.
So if you are a thief, you get the right wages for stealing. If you are a law-abiding citizen, you will enjoy the dividends of democracy. You know, we cannot allow our city to go this way. You know, cities are planned, cities are developed. If we allow our city to go this way, in the next 10 years, Richard, you may not like what you will see now.
That's
and
true.
Fixing a city is a very difficult thing. And as a government, we'll try to simplify it. You know, when you give people to understand the job, they do it with ease. They do it without exerting any energy. So this government is poised at rebranding Jos, making Jos a very beautiful city, making Plateau State a very wonderful state. And there are a lot of revenue windows. Once you break the law, you pay. You know, for example, Okada has been banned for over 10 years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Gradually, people are being lawless and reckless.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you want to say, okay, let's do these things with human face, let's allow them do it in their lungus, they come up to the main major roads, even the expressway.
Mm.
And, you know, Kekenapep is supposed to stop by 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Sometimes you see them by 11 o'clock.
That's
they realize that the execution is around 6:50 to 7:30. So maybe they do their things in the areas where there's some level of lawlessness, and around 10, 11, when you're walking, you still find them very soon. If they want to lose their KK, there's no problem. If they want to pay fines, there's no problem. But I think people should just obey the law. In Hausa, they will say, Abu Doka Azona Lapia. It means follow the law so we can coexist peacefully. But I don't know why people will just sit down in their cubicles and say, I want to break the law, I want to be a citizen that doesn't obey the law. On the plateau, we cannot continue with that.
Right. So what about the alternatives now for
the alternative
trucks?
Like I told you, if you're coming to Jos, if you don't want to park, you pass through Bisichi.
Okay.
You go through Kwanga, Lamingo Road. You pass through Angwarukuba and Bauchi Road, and you go off.
Okay.
Nobody stops you. If you're coming from Zaria Road, You can take the normal Zaria route to Aringadam, University of Jos, and go to Bauchi. But our city center, you cannot ply until it is 9 o'clock in the evening. And once it's 6 a.m. in the morning, you cannot ply. We're not saying trailers shouldn't pass Jos at all. That's not the issue. Okay. People should understand. And like I told you, if you're here to offload fuel, there's a way you will synergize with the JMDB, with your relevant agency, PDD or NATO or whichever one, then you can be escorted into the city center.
Okay, but just to note, are some of these roads, like you mentioned, through Kangang and all of those places, like one of the places Richard mentioned earlier, are they not too narrow for some of these trucks?
They're not too narrow for them. They follow there naturally. And okay. In the night, you don't have a lot of traffic, and it's going to be them and a few cars. It's not narrow.
Okay, yes. Like now, for those who want to park their trucks and wait for the time, because, okay, I know in Abuja, there are actually laws like this. There are certain times you don't find trucks on the road because of the, you know, congestion of the road normally. Now, the question here is, where exactly can they actually park if they really want to park?
If before you get to the city center,
yes,
they have parking spaces that are not organized already.
Okay.
And they've always been parking there. Okay. If you go to Hawen Kibo, you find trailers parked there. But we want to do an organized one where you can pay, where you can have a toilet facility, where you can even sleep in a conducive environment where it's well secured. So we are synergizing with them. We cannot wait until all of that is fixed before we handle this. Mm. If you're coming from Zaria Axis, Kaduna, northwest, there is a space that they have identified, and the government is going to build all of that. Then if you're coming from the northeast, from Babale, from Tilden Fulani, there is also another space there. Then from the Mararaban Jama or Yom Axis, or you're coming from southern and central plateau, there's also a reserved area for them. So as we continue within these 90 days, we're going to make it habitable for them because it's a synergy. Like I told you, if we want to wait until everything is fixed, we might not fix some things.
True.
So we want to start now, and the best time to start is now, and we've started already.
All right, we'll surely come back to the executive order, but let's talk about the accidents that happened yesterday at the Polo roundabout. Yesterday, a truck ran into the roundabout yesterday,
itself.
And some things were actually damaged. One of them was a statue of the horse and the man who was actually there. I think from images going around on social media, we could actually see that one there. And the big question here is: it's the second. Is a second in just a week. The first was at an eatery in that same area, and now no one lost their life. But that roundabout has actually been an accident-prone area for quite some time now. As a commissioner for information, I want to know, is there anything the government actually has in plans to do for that very road?
You see, if not for this executive order, maybe it would have been in the afternoon and you have human casualties. We are happy that it is just a horse. I don't want to say an idol or something. It was just
a statue.
Thank you for the word statue that was affected. Assuming it was around 7 o'clock when there is a buzz of activities in that area, would have lost a lot of persons. It tells you that the executive order is even very, very good for our people. And as a government, the Ministry of Works, Ministry of Urban Development are going to look into that, because that place has been a hotspot for accidents, not under this government alone.
Yes.
In a week, we have experienced two. And it tells you that there's something colossally wrong with that roundabout. Maybe it needs to be redesigned, or a lot of things have to change. Like when people follow that place, you ask, where are they heading to? That's why we're trying to give them alternative routes, so that we don't get to lose our facilities, we don't get to lose the lives of our people, because that environment has a lot of people. It's home to a lot of people.
True.
A lot of businesses. It's not far from the park where you get luxury buses to everywhere in this country.
Yes.
So the activities around there is very, very high. So there's a need for us to look at that. As a government, we will not want to lose our facilities. We will not like to lose our people. So in the interest of our facilities and our people, or in the interest of our people and our facilities, that will be looked into.
All right. Let's now back to the executive order now. I think you've actually dealt with that very matter. We hope to see changes, from the government. Now back to the executive order. For those people who have actually been, arrested, probably we know definitely when it starts implementation that people will fall victims. We saw some vehicles being towed. Now, yes. What will be the penalty for them, and what? How long is this supposed to take?
Yes, and also what will be the decision of the mobile court that has been set up for them?
The mobile court was at the VIO office yesterday, where they gave all the people that didn't follow the laws.
How many vehicles were impounded first, sorry?
Yesterday we had about 20 trucks.
20 trucks.
Yes, impounded. And not just those trucks. We had also smaller vehicles because they had their car stand on government road instead of them to get for a space. Yes.
Wow.
And did that didn't call. And before this intervention, the general manager had Bankara spoken to them personally and officially. Because they feel that they know him. They let their cast to be
he's
there. It's
our guy.
So yesterday, there was no our guy issue. If you are breaking the law, the hammer of the law breaks you too. So for those trucks, like I told you, it's 500,000 naira. That's their penalty. That's their fine. If you pay by this time, in the next 10, 20 minutes, you'll be discharged. But you will not let them go because they can be arrested again. Because the time frame in which they shouldn't operate is around this time.
Okay.
So before we release them, it has to be after 9 o'clock, a minute after 9 or 9 on the dot, so that they can continue with their journey. You know, Plateau is not a lawless state. I've heard some people say that implementation on the Plateau is very, very hard. Under this government, it's not going to be hard. People should just obey the law so that we can just continue with our normal lives and enjoying the dividends of democracy.
All right. So after the arrest now, how do we intend? You know, the traders are there. Piston of posters, another one. Now, according to you know, the GM yesterday, he said those who actually have the energy for the government should keep doing whatever they are doing. They're coming for them. Now, the question here is now, from all indications, from what we're seeing at this point, from the government's perspective now, what exactly do you expect this, or where do you expect these traders to actually go ply their trades? I remember sometimes when you were here with, you know, Honorable Sam Gwat, you actually said, you know, alternatives actually provided for the traders. Now, where are those alternatives? Because a lot of people are already used to those areas.
You see, for those that are trading on the Gadabu Bridge, they know very well that there is the Gadabu market.
Yes.
Which has not been properly put into proper use. There are a lot of shops that they can get around there. And the bridge is not where you should
fly your trades
in the first place.
Yes.
So you shouldn't appear like we do not have human face in the first place. You shouldn't just come and congest the road with your personal things. And for those in terminals, theirs is a transient camp because the just main market is a construction site. But as a government that has human face, we've given them that site temporarily. This is a caveat I'm sounding. Let them not think that they're going to be there permanently. Because it's a construction site. And again, when you do things illegally, even not for the human face that we have, we'll just sack you and that's not our business anymore. But because these are our people, the microeconomic activities they engage in it takes our GDP to a level. So as a government, we have provided an alternative. And if the alternative cannot accommodate all, people will have to exercise some patience because we cannot continue to have just in that state, in this state that they are giving us. You know, like I said, if you don't plan your city, you're not like what you will see at the end of the day.
That's true.
And planning is deliberate. It's something that you must do. You must draw a plan. You must do it well. You must execute it in the interest of the state. We cannot continue to have people that don't even add one kobo to our tax. But we're happy that they fend for their families doing all of that.
Yes.
But once you try to deface our city, you will face GMDB and PEPSA.
All right. I think it's time to open the phone lines and hear from individuals who might actually want to drop in their contributions or ask questions ask the Honorable Commissioner some few questions about this new implementation. Well, before we do that, I think I can see some pictures, you know, of First Gate Daddy Nkowa, you know, posted by Ambassador Friday Bako, you know, about how clear the road actually is. I think I'm a user of that road every time, morning and night too. I know how effective that law actually took place yesterday. So,
all right, to open up the phone lines, please do remember the calls made into the studio and comments on our Facebook page are solely opinions of the callers or the commentators and not properties of JFM. 09055666699 or 08121877777. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay. Hello, good morning. Okay, we seem to have some glitch with the phone lines this morning, but we'll still try to take your calls. Hello, good morning. Okay, well, let's take a stroll to our Facebook page and read some of the comments and questions. Okay, let's try to take this call. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, well, while we await our engineers to fix whatever the glitch is, let's take a stroll to our Facebook page and read some of the comments there. Julius Achigaki is saying, good morning, Naomi Karim, Richard Badung, and Honorable Commissioner Ashams in the studio. Governor Caleb Manasseh Mutfwang is really doing well, and let the government ensure strict adherence to this executive order. May God continue to give Governor Caleb better ideas to lead Plateau State well. God bless Honorable Ashams, JFM crew, and Plateau people well. Amen to that. Ayodele Agbabiaka is saying, this indiscriminate parking of trucks and cars is long overdue. I am glad the government is taking actions on the matter. The citizens should cooperate with government. I salute my brother and friend, boss, Honorable Musa Ashams.
All right, let's take some calls. Maybe. But hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning, Honorable Commissioner.
Good morning.
All right.
The long overdue activities of which the previous government will have embarked upon. But we appreciate Bishop Caleb Mutfwang, who happens to be the captain of the team, that the time is now.
Yeah.
And if everything is not done now, definitely there will be no future. And we also appreciate him for the structure he has put in place now.
Mm.
And I believe just going to keep the key of our own type of which we would love to be. And if you go to Lagos, you see exactly what the previous governors and the present governor are doing to see how they sanitize and make it more beautiful. And if you make it more accessible, you will discover that the investor will also have the interest of coming in and to do their business peacefully and do that. I believe this will be sustained and this will grow in very long time.
Yes. And God bless. Amen. Thank you very much for joining the conversation this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Sadiq Umar. I'm calling from Peter and Chijong.
Good morning, Sadiq. Please go ahead.
Yes, and actually, I want to commend the commissioner in the house. He has spoken very, very well, and he has enlightened us much more about the happiness of the governance. You see, in this present administration, we should thank God.
Hello, Sadiq.
Yes, are you getting me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah, seeing the kind of this executive order by the governor and the team that you are used to implement. So I'm calling, want to use this media to call on the people to cooperate with the governor, because all this kind of...
Right, I think okay. We lost that call along the line. Let's take this one. Hello, good morning.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Right, I think that was a network glitch there. Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning, Richard.
Yeah, good morning to you. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Morning to your guest, Musashom. This is Enenche calling from Tudumwada.
Good morning, Enenche. The floor is yours.
Yeah, you see, my joy is that I'm happy about this.
Enenche, are you there?
Enenche. Hello.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask your commissioner there. Please, if person come to, when you are coming from Lagos and you want to go to Bauchi, and which road are you going to take? Is it not the, you have to take towards Gadabu or terminals before you head to Bauchi or Gombe. Is there any road that will link you to where you are going?
All right. You said your commissioner, our commissioner,
not just us.
Yeah, it's also your own commissioner for information. Yeah, I think he actually asked a sensitive question. But before then, let's take this one too. We'll get back to that. Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Olakunle. I'm calling from Abuja.
Good morning, Olakunle.
First and foremost, honorable commissioner. Our overhead bridge here is yours, like the one that at the Tira Junction. Please, you people should keep a barricade. you are saying, because of those heavy trucks, let them follow the not the ops, that the day will not last. And secondly, if a truck coming to the camp at this time, in fact, I'm very glad for at least to stop them. But my concern is, I think government will have done the parking space for them. Actually, like Wadaban Jomo, they will get a place for them, send it to one, there'll be a police post there, a toilet, everything. Anything that wants to park there is going to pay revenue so that they'll be secured. All other people will say something, that anybody that sees their thing, they call them, what if they not work for, if they not catch the person, who is going to be responsible for the, if they see their something? You see, so the government should do more, and God will help the state government to do more than the state government.
All right, thank you for that one. Let's get back to the phone lines. Hello. All right, that one was a miss. Of course, we'll still get, you know, into that very one of talking about the issues on ground. It's not going to be business as usual, but let's take this call. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Sonny. I'm calling from Badinkoa.
All right. Good to hear from you, Sonny. Please go ahead.
Please, I want to let the Honorable Commissioner...
Can you please turn on the volume of your radio sets? We're getting, you know, feedback that's not right here. All right. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
What I want to let him know, you know, normal time when they close from... The normal time to close from work is 4 p.m.
Yes.
Now, in Dadinkoa, they always wait. I'm asking him now so that whether there is any plan on ground like that. When it is after 4, especially those trading on the road, they will just be hanging around waiting for 4 p.m. to do. After 4 p.m., my God, you cannot even pass again. It's as if it's market, it's business as usual. I don't know whether they have plans like that.
All right.
After 4 p.m.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. All right, Honorable Commissioner, you've heard some of these reactions. Before we get back to the phone lines, do you have? Are you reacting to any of this response?
Or yeah, I'm going to respond to them.
Respond, please.
Yeah, an engineer asked a question, and I will know that he wasn't very, very attentive by the question he asked. If you're coming from Lagos, it depends on which part of the city you're coming from. If you had listened, I said from Maraban Jama, you go through Bisichi, you go through Du, you bust at Kwang, you follow Bauchi Ring Road through Lamingo, and you go to the northeast. If you're coming from Kaduna, it's easier for you. Just follow the Faringada Market, follow the University of Jos, Bauchi Junction, and you go. It's not as if anybody is stopping you. It's the city center we are concerned about around those hours.
Yes.
And after 90 days, we'll look at the implementation, and we'll look at the strengths, the weaknesses of what we've done so far, and we'll like to work on it. And for the people that you say after 4 o'clock they close, no, the tax force doesn't close by 4 o'clock. It closes by 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Yes, by 9 p.m. Because after 9, you are free to pass the city center. After 9 o'clock, you are free to take your fuel or your goods. If you are in the city and you are offloading your goods, nobody is going to arrest you. But when you want to go out, you will wait until 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
That is just the idea. It's not a very difficult law. It's just that our people are used to allowing getting things their own way, not minding if there is a law in the city or not. And when they go to Kaduna, which is some kilometers away from here, they respect the law there. When they go to Kano, they do. When they go to Lagos, they do.
They do.
But when they come to Plateau, they want to just behave as if there is no law.
I think even in Abuja, they actually do. Because
yes, even in Abuja.
Yeah, because no truck is allowed into Abuja
in Abuja
by 5 a.m.
You will know that there are no designated parking spots.
Yes.
On their own, they look for a place that is safe. And they park because when they park, they take care of their vehicles. In our own case, we want to even give them a police station, give them toilet facilities, so that it is going to be a revenue-generating avenue for us as a government.
Yes.
So it's not a difficult thing. We've sat down with them. Why they didn't trust the thing is that governments over time have sat down with them. They've gone to see sites. They've proffered solutions, and these things didn't work. So they were trying to test the will of government. You know, when government has the opportunity of doing these things and they don't do, those of us that have been public analysts will say they lack the political will.
Yeah.
Now you have a government that has the political will
itself,
and people want to still complain. And as a government, yes, we will take the complaints, we will work on some of them, the ones that will add value to governance. But these things have started, they've taken effect. There's no going back.
No, at all.
If you have a friend somewhere that didn't know last week, today at least you know that trucks are not supposed to come to Jos from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 a.m. means 6 in the morning, 9 p.m. means 9 in the evening. So trucks, heavy truck, heavy loads, they shouldn't just come and park, not just in that Nkowa, front of the University of Jos, Zaria Road, that Nkowa, Meadiko, anywhere that you find heavy trucks.
But does this
parking
extend to Maraban Jamaa?
No, ahead of Maraban Jamaa, you don't have plenty of traffic there.
Okay.
You understand? That is where they are proposing for their own park. But it has been chosen for other projects.
Okay.
For example, we're going to have the National Orthopedic Hospital in Maraban Jamaa.
Wow.
The temporary site is in Juth, old Juth.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to choke a hospital with your market activities.
That's true.
And the terminus for the metro buses is going to be in Jos Main Market.
Yes.
You understand? So we have no choice than to decongest this city. And again, this is not just it. Even those that are building without plans, they will have to go to JMDB. They call them condonables. Those that will not be condoned, we're going to bring them down.
Wow.
You cannot just build with that plan on the plateau.
Now, when if we
you
talk check about plans, people, are you talking about those building on the roads or
not just
structures?
On the road. Not just on the road. When you want to build, you have to have an interface with JMDB.
Okay.
You have to show them your plan. You have to pay some money into government coffers. You not just have money and you begin to build your own house.
Yes.
Government needs to know. There are places where you don't need to build three-story buildings. If you don't interface with JMDB, you will just go because you have money and begin to build three stories. And that environment is not...
At your own peril.
Yes. So it means that three-story building is going to be demolished. It means when you want to build, for example, you cannot just go and build a cubicle in a land that you're supposed to build on a 50 by 100 or 100 by 100 plot.
Yes.
If you notice these days, people go to the high hills. If you go to Fudawa, if you go to Bauchi Junction, if you go to... You find buildings on the hills. Building on the hills are supposed to be beautiful buildings.
Yes.
But when you come to Jos, you ask, do these people even buy the land in the first place? Close to adjacent to, is it adjacent or opposite Baptist High School, the village, the university hostel in Naraguta there.
Naraguta.
You find buildings that is like they just used 12,000 to build the entire house, like a cubicle, and it is on the hill. Is that the kind of city they want us to have? You know, there are beautiful cities are deliberate jobs of where people go to Dubai. Nigerians are craving to Japan. When they go, they see beautiful things. And here they want to make our city ugly. It will not work.
It will not work.
It will not work.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines quickly. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. All right, I think some network glitch there. Hello, good morning. Okay, that was a miss. Okay, so, this one's just coming in. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you. My name is Haruna Malo. I'm calling from Angorogo.
All right, Haruna Malo, please, the floor is yours.
My question is that, you know, that entire people where they are loading their bus for the near road, come to the... Bauchi Road,
Zololo,
where they are parking their car around Kona. How about those people? Because those people, their contribution is for Plateau 10. And some people are talking that Plateau 10 is not older, there is not any action coming at taking about all those people. People are doing anything with their life. I'm very happy what happened. Go to Kano. If you go to Kano, you get some Karota, where they are doing
Karota.
You go in, you see, it's the guy. Me, I'm the happy for this government. Who will this happen?
Well,
our city go fine now.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You know, in the past, when I used to be an analyst,
yes,
I used to chastise governments.
Yeah.
That what would you allow that in Kowa? Is it rocket science? Does it take a miracle for you to do it? And we're in government and we're doing it. That is my joy.
Yes.
I'm happy that the things I used to say no to,
are the things you're working
saying,
on.
Yes, do you understand? Very important.
Yes.
So that it does not appear like you had a space on radio.
You had the chance.
And you were just spewing.
A whole lot of things, you could not do anything.
Do you understand? And if you ask people living in that Nkua or those that use that road, they know that they're happy. Yesterday, when we were executing the order, people were videoing and saying thumbs up.
Yes.
The people that used to stone people when they would go to execute, they knew yesterday that it was a serious business.
True.
If you dare do that on the plateau, we'll fix you in the right place. I'm happy that Haruna Malu spoke about entire. In these consultations, so that people will know, we are at Masalachin Juma with Honorable Bashir, who lost his father. May he so rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Amen.
With the Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Commerce, with the committee, we met with the Ummah so that we educate them on this issue. Shockingly, they were extremely happy with the decision. That if it is to decongest just, why not? So they are even helping us to decongest.
Yes.
So as soon as that will be implemented, the entire wickedness, because you just find a park on the road. We had to go with a team, to go and check the width of the roads. We are thinking they are cubicles, not knowing that in the daytime, people just bring activities that will narrow the road, cubicle the road. So if you don't do these things, you are infringing on the rights of other road users.
I think another problem here, when you talk about this, is the first gate.
Yes.
That in Kowa Road.
Yes.
You know, at night, when you pass that place, you know the road has that kind of space.
Mm.
But in the daytime, people find it difficult because of the way Keke Napep, you know, get to fill up that, I mean, the full side of the road, making it their park. And I don't know if that's part of the government plan.
You know, anywhere that is congesting the city,
yes,
you should be rest assured that we'll decongest it.
Right.
You know, our train services are going to take off very soon.
True.
And on those tracks, you find people erecting businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give way to the trains. Mm-hmm. The train cannot give you way. So any business that is on the track will have to give way. And again, for the ease of movement for commuters on the plateau, we cannot afford to have a congested plateau state.
That's true.
Apart from JMDB handling these issues, like I told you, the beauty, the aesthetics, the environmental hygiene of our city too is very, very important. That is why the Plateau Environmental Protection and Sanitation Agency, PEPSA, has woken up.
Yes.
With the new leadership. If you check those that were sending off the route around terminals, PEPSA had to clean the main market for them.
Yes.
So that it becomes habitable. You don't know how much that is costing government. But we'll do it in the interest of our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you are cleaning the city, you should be concerned about the welfare of the citizens.
That's true.
So those are the things we are doing.
Mm.
So we are bringing them hand in hand. And we want to admonish our people to cooperate with government to make just a beautiful city.
Mm.
You know, when we are growing under the military, there used to be a major that was in charge of a team that looks at the cleanliness of Jos.
Yeah.
Even the distribution of petroleum resources. You had military men doing that. This is democracy. We don't want to behave that way. Let's make our city clean. We don't need any compulsion, any ginger, any tonic. Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's not me that said it. You understand? But once you find people that are deliberate, people that are wicked, people that want to make the city look ugly at all costs, and you still call it your city, I don't know what is the motivation. If it is your city truly, help us to decongest it. If it is your city truly and you love it, help us to make it clean.
All right. One more question before we pick probably last call of the day. We have bad boys who actually, you know, stand on this road, you know, sometimes try to find vehicles. In the course of that, you know, they take chances and people lose their properties along those bus stops or those junctions. For example, the whole airport roundabout where cars get to stop, you know, and, you know, take passengers or, you know, abort passengers to wherever they're going to. You get to see some people trying to stop. In the course of that, many people lose their properties. Now, to those bad boys, are those the regular place for them to stay?
You know, there's this song while I was growing up, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yeah.
We're going to come for them. It's either the deceased or we come for them. We must sanitize our city.
Yes.
The time is now,
now
for good governance. The time is now for a secured plateau state. His Excellency Barrister Caleb Manasseh Mouftouan is poised at giving plateau state people the best of governance. We were elected to give dividends of democracy. We will give the dividends of democracy.
Absolutely.
So we will not allow people to come and trample with what we're doing.
All right. All right. I think let's take this one more call, then we call it a wrap on the program this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. I'm calling from Mama
2. Wow, Mama 3 is Radio Mama 2. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Honorable Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, Mama.
Yes, sir. I'm so happy that you are part of this government because I know how it helps you in the past government. And for you to be part of this government, in fact, when there was problem, these cost issues, in fact, I earnestly pray and for your sake alone, I say, in fact, I don't know the governor, but I know how you love this Plateau state, and I know what you can do for this Plateau state.
Yes.
Today, now, is the testimony. Mm. I am happy that you people are there to fix things, right? And anybody that loves this Plateau state, I think that you support me to do the right thing.
Absolutely.
And I think whatever that is happening today, wherever Lucky from Bukuru Locust is in his grave now, he's smiling because this has been his crime. He has been working already this year. And today, now that you are bringing what Lucky has desired for this Plateau state, and may God bless you and bless this government. This government will continue to go forward ever and backward never.
Amen. Thank you, Radio Mama 2. Well, unfortunately, we'll not be able to take more calls or comments because of time. Quickly, Honorable Commissioner, your final words, probably words of advice to the Plateau people who are yet, to actually face, who are doing this, but yet to be caught.
Don't see us as the only people in government. Government is about all of us.
Yes.
Mm. We are only holding forth on your behalf.
True.
So if you want us to succeed, the ball is in your court. But we'll do everything within our powers to succeed, God helping us. God bless Plateau State. God bless GFM.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless the government of Plateau. Yeah. All right. I think this is a size of field this morning. For some of the comments, of course, when we went through them, they were actually commendable, commending the government. And, of course, GMDB, for a job well done together with PEPSA. Well, many thanks for joining us on the program this morning, Honorable Commissioner.
Thank you for having me.
It's a good thing that each time we knock on your door, you're always here, no matter how late. I remember how late it actually took me yesterday. Yeah, I just have to say this on air. Thank you so much, Honorable Commissioner, for always honoring our invitation. Well, this is the size of the package this morning when it comes to Morning J, and many thanks for joining through from 7 a.m. to this time. Coming up next will be the news by 10 a.m. Please don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to GFM 101.9. I am Richard Badum.
And I am Naomi Karim. Thank you very much for staying tuned.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.